This is Church Alive's Teaching of the Week by Pastor Gene Amoson. For additional teachings or information about the church, go to churchalive.net.
Good morning. How are we, Church Alive? Y'all doing okay today? Well, hey, it's good to be with you in the house of the Lord. If this is your first time with us, we just want to say welcome. It's great to have you at Church Alive. Welcome to At the Movies. Y'all, this is our fun summer series. We're wrapping it up today, and we're wrapping it up with a humdinger. Let me go ahead and just tell you. I was telling our team before we prayed, I was like, this is probably the most ridiculous movie we've ever had since doing this. But, you know, here's the thing. Whenever you look at Scripture, it says that Jesus always used parables and stories whenever he taught. So we can bring some biblical truths out of stories and movies ourselves. Amen? And so, again, if this is your first time with us, we hope that you're blessed today. We hope that you receive something today. Church Alive family, can we just give our guests just a big God bless today? It's great to have you with us today. It's great to have you with us today. So, of course, our movie today is Nacho Libre. Let me just tell you, this is a 20-year-old movie that we've got a lot of folks in our church that know this movie word for word. It was put out in 2006. Actually, Nickelodeon put it out. They put out this in Napoleon Dynamite. You'll see some similarities with the movies, but it's a clean movie. It's kind of got some teenage humor in it. Ultimately, Jack Black, of course, he's our main character. His name's Ignacio in the movie, but he is a friar. He's at a monastery, and also at the monastery, they have an orphanage, and he does all the cooking there at the orphanage. Now, he loves God, and he loves the kids, but he feels that nobody there at the orphanage, any other adults, any other friars really respect him. And somewhere along the way, he gets this bright idea that, you know, to be able to raise some funds to have better ingredients so that he can make better food for the orphans, that he could become a luchador, which is ultimately a Mexican wrestler. He would go by the name Nacho, which of course is where the movie's name comes from. But what he'll do is he'll, again, use that prize money so that he can provide better food for the orphans. It's an absolutely ridiculous idea, but he goes through with it anyway. And y'all, today our title for our teaching is simply this: don't quit. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, don't quit. Don't quit. I want us to look at three things that Nacho's story tells us about perseverance, what it shows us about perseverance. Because I don't believe that most of us are quitters. I really don't think that we are. At times, though, life has this incredible way of wearing us down. Has anybody ever just felt really worn down by life, right? You ever been kind of fighting for something, really working hard for something, but life hits you hard, and what you want to do is you just kind of want to throw in the towel. Has anybody ever felt like that before? We've all dealt with it at some point. But we want to talk today about what keeps us in the fight. And our very first point of what keeps us in the fight is simply this, is that we need to know what we're fighting for. Y'all, we've got to know what we're fighting for. Now, early in the movie, there's a sister, Encarnacion, who you just saw her a second ago. She shows up to work there at the orphanage. You can tell that she catches the eye of Ignacio, Jack Black's character. And so he's wanting to get to know her. Let's check out that clip just for a minute. He wasn't interested in what she had to say, right? Obviously, he says there that he felt like the brothers didn't respect him. They didn't think that he knew much about Scripture. He said he did, though. But he really, again, wants to do more for the children. He loves the children, and you see that throughout the movie. Yeah, I want you to think about something. What we're fighting for, it determines how hard we'll fight. Let's think about that just for a minute. What we're fighting for determines how hard we'll fight. Whenever your reason for fighting is bigger than yourself, right? Whenever other people are counting on you, something will kick in that'll keep you from quitting. It'll keep you from stopping. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, there's this very simple but incredible scripture that I want us to read today. It says, so let's not get tired of doing what's good. Come on, somebody say good. Let's not get tired of doing what's good. Y'all notice that it doesn't say what's easy. It says what's good. At just the right time, we'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. If we don't give up. What are you fighting for right now that's good? What are you fighting for right now that you know God's in the middle of, but you're growing weary in fighting for it? You may say, what do you mean, Pastor Gene? Well, right now, are things kind of rough at home with your marriage? Are you fighting for your marriage and it's been hard and maybe you've just thought, maybe it'd just be easier to walk around? What about with raising kids? Maybe you're trying to do the best you can to raise your kids so that they serve God, but then you also see how other people are raising their kids and your kids are telling you what their other friends have and what their other friends are allowed to do, and you don't really care what their other friends are allowed to do, but you know it's a struggle every time you bring it up. Has anybody ever been there before? No, it's a struggle, right? It's a fight. Maybe it's your walk with the Lord. Maybe you've been trying to really live a life that's pleasing to God. Maybe you're kind of new to the Christian faith and you're thinking, wow, this has not been the easiest thing to do. And you're just like, you know, this is harder than it was before I ever came to know the Lord. What is it that you're fighting for that's good, but it's starting to wear you down? We've also got to understand our why. We've got to be clear on our why. Because whenever it gets hard, and it will, whenever it gets hard, our why is what's going to keep us from quitting, knowing our why. Now, our second thing today is that we've got to build our team. We've got to know what we're fighting for, and then we need to build our team. We all need a team. We all need our people, right? How many of y'all love this church because you got your people all around you right now, right? We saw somebody yesterday from Church Alive, and they saw Cash and I. We were out, and they said, hey, it's my people. And I was like, yeah, that's right. You're our people, you know? And so we need our people. And Ignacio, he knew that he needed a teammate. He needed a partner if he was going to do this whole wrestling thing. But who he chose was an extremely interesting pick. Let's check it out real quick. So his partner's name was Steven, who went by Eskeletor in the ring, but Steven was not exactly a strategic hire. I mean, let's just think about this. He baited him with chips in an alley, and then he tackles him. That was his recruitment effort. But here's what we need to understand. Nacho was committed to accomplish this goal, right? He was committed to do more for the children, and so to move forward, he had to find a partner. He didn't try to do it alone. He knew that he couldn't do it alone, and perseverance, y'all, is not a solo sport. We need to understand that. The most successful people are not the ones that say, you know what, I'm going to do this all by myself. The most successful people have people around them, right? They have people around them. Ecclesiastes 4 says this in verse 9. You've heard this verse before. It says, two people are better than one. Let's say that again. Two people are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. How many of you know whenever you're in a fight, you need people around you? Come on, somebody. You need support around you. You need people to encourage you. That's one reason that we are so big on talking about church family and being connected to a local church, because you need people who will pray for you, people who will encourage you, people who will cheer you on. Going through life like hard struggles by yourself is no fun, right? It's no fun. Imagine a boxer in an arena that has no trainer in the corner, has nobody in the corner, and nobody in the entire arena is cheering for him. Can you, like how in the world could they just continue to fight? It would be very hard to, right? So we need people in our corner. We need our team. The Lord did not design you to just trudge through life by yourself. You need people around you. So Nacho, he's got his partner, he's got Steven, he convinces him to fight with him, of course, by saying, we can win some pesos, right? But part of being a great luchador tag team is that you need to look good. You need to have some sweet outfits. But there's also something else that Nacho's very concerned about as it relates to Steven, and let's take a look at it real quick. Okay, something funny happened there, but let's talk about it just for a minute. That was kind of a serious moment right there as well, and you're thinking, why? Y'all, let's think about this. He wanted to make sure that the guy in his corner was right. Like, he wanted to make sure he had a guy in his corner that was kind of on the same level with him, you know, right with God. And that's why we need good, strong believers around us. Amen. You don't need to always just be going to your coworkers who may not be people of faith. You need good people around you, strong people around you that'll encourage you. And I thought it was great that to make sure that his guy was right, he did a sneak attack Tupperware bowl baptism, right? I mean, that's one way to go about it, I guess. He was very concerned that he only believed in science, and so he wanted to take care of that. Church, let me just go ahead and tell you, those people sitting around you right now, they are your Stephen. And every one of them are prettier than our Stephen on the screen. I just want to go ahead and mention that. But you need this church. You need a Stephen in your corner that you can depend on. We are the people that are your corner crew. Don't try to persevere through life without your family around you. So you've got to know what you're fighting for. You've got to build your team. And then if you get knocked down, y'all, what have you got to do? You got to get back up, right? That's our third point today. You got to get back up. So he just baptized Stephen. We saw that. And then they're about to head into the ring because you heard him say they're about to fight Satan's cavemen. Let's see how that works out for him. They absolutely got beat down, didn't they? Totally beat down. And sometimes, y'all, that's just life. I mean, you make a commitment, you go all in, and the very next thing that happens is just super hard. Here's what I've learned. Commitment doesn't mean that the road's going to necessarily be easy. But whenever we commit, we're saying we're going to keep going down the road. Amen? And even after they got beat down, y'all, they kept showing up. They kept getting up, too, whenever they hit the ground, too, whenever they hit the mat. Something I want you to think about, perseverance, it's not about never getting knocked down. It's about what you do once you get knocked down. It's about what you do once you get up from the mat. In Romans 5, there's a very interesting couple of verses here, starting in verse 3 that Paul writes. He says, we can rejoice, y'all look at that word there, rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials. Have y'all ever really gotten happy about problems and trials in your life? Probably not, right? But Paul says this, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. What Paul does here is he describes this whole chain reaction that starts whenever problems hit our lives. And y'all, problems are going to happen. James 1 tells us that. James says, you know, get happy whenever trials come your way, because it, of course, it stretches your faith, it builds your faith. But what Paul's saying here is that problems develop endurance, which strengthens our character, which then strengthens our hope. It's very interesting how he puts those together. You don't get character without endurance. You don't get hope without going through some problems. And hitting the mat is just part of the process. Now, at the end of that clip, we saw that they got some money. And so you see he goes and he grocery shops. And then, of course, he bought some nice duds for himself as well. But he's able to buy some groceries to where that he can give the kids some better food. But things seem like they're going well. Have you ever been at a place where you're like, yeah, it seems like things are finally starting to work out for me, but then you just completely get slammed out of nowhere? Well, that's what happens. Things got bad for him in a hurry, and let's check it out. So while he was praying in church, a candle got knocked over, and before you know it, he's on fire. So that's how that scene starts right there. Y'all, this had to be his absolutely lowest point, of course, right? I mean, because everything was out in the open, including his stretchy pants at that point. Everybody saw that he was a luchador, and apparently he wasn't nearly as popular as he thought he may have been. Nobody knew who he was. But maybe you've experienced something not exactly like that. Maybe you've not been caught on fire, but maybe you felt like you were kind of heading in the right direction, but then something happened. It's like, holy cow, can I even go on any further? You know, for him, this would have been a great time for him just to throw in the towel and say, just forget it. Because you could tell that even the other friars there at the monastery, they were not happy with him. And so he could have easily just walked away. But y'all, he did not quit. Amen. There's times where quitting just seems like the easiest thing for us to do, but we can't do it. Whenever we're doing what's good, whenever we're doing what we know God's called us to do, we've just got to continue on. Amen. It's the low moments that are the moments that separate people who finish from those who don't. It's those low moments. Whenever you look in Hebrews 12, this is a verse you've heard before. It says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance. Do y'all see that word right there? Endurance. Let us run with endurance the race that God set before us. What endurance is the ability to keep on. the ability to be able to just go the distance, to be able to finish the race. We've got to have our eyes set on completing the race that God set before us, right? We've got to make a decision. You know what? We're going to do this. We're going to stick to this. We're not going to quit. We're going to finish this. Amen? Amen. Amen. I mean, like, for instance, right now, if your marriage has just been a little rocky, and you and your spouse have just kind of been at each other's throats, as we like to call intense fellowship at the Amoson House, right? If that's it, and maybe you're thinking, maybe it's just it'd be easier to walk away. No, no, no. We've got to determine. We're going to make this thing work, right? We're going to fight. God's put us together. We're going to make this thing work. Amen? We've just got to fight. We've got to be determined to finish that race. Maybe you are kind of new in your walk with the Lord, and you've thought, this is harder than I thought it would be. Can I just tell you, stick with them. One of my favorite verses on the planet is Matthew 6:33. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all things, above all other things. And then it gives us this beautiful promise that he will take care of us. Amen. He'll take care of us. And we'll see God just move in our lives in so many different areas. You'll be so glad that you did. Because whenever you don't quit, whenever you keep moving forward, y'all, you will see blessing. You will see breakthrough come in your life, just like we read in Galatians earlier. Now, through a series of events, Nacho gets the opportunity to fight a guy by the name of Ramses, who's like the champ, okay? Just a minute ago, you heard him say that he was going to fight the 7 strongest men in town, possibly the world, and the winner of that fight would get to fight Ramses, who was the champ. Well, Nacho ended up like coming in 2nd that day, but the guy who won that fight isn't able to fight, so Nacho gets to fight Ramses. And if he wins, which is extremely unlikely, then he's going to take home a whole lot of pesos. So let's check it out. Stay with me this morning, if you will. That was quite a jump there at the end, wasn't it? I mean, he got a lot of air, such strength, such athleticism, such an athletic-looking body that Jack Black has. I want us to think about this just for a minute. In the clip prior to that one, he said that he would win because his heavenly Father was with him. Y'all remember that clip? He said that. That was after he was, you know, found out, after he was on fire. But he said, because his heavenly Father was with him. I need you to hear me today. If you don't quit, you're going to finish your race because your Heavenly Father's with you. If he's called you to do it, then he's right there in the middle of it. Amen. Hebrews gives us this great promise that says he'll never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. I need you to hear me today. Your greatest day that you've ever experienced, you knew he was with you. Your hardest day that you've ever experienced, he was with you that day as well. He's never going anywhere. So as long as we don't quit, as long as we're doing what God's called us to do, I want you to know we will finish our race, but it's up to us. Too many people throw the towel in way too early. I truly believe that there have been so many people that have been this close to their breakthrough, but they finally just gave up and they said, I can't do it any longer. They quit praying about it, and they've just come short of seeing the blessing, seeing the breakthrough in their life. In our movie, of course, the kids, they're eating better. The kids, they've got their bus that he promised them. They're able to do their field trips, as he said, but he almost didn't get there. I mean, he was taking a whooping on a regular basis. But ultimately, he didn't quit, y'all, and we can't quit either. So let me circle back to where we started. What is it that you've been doing that you know is good, that you know is right, that you know is what God's got you to do? But what's that thing, though, that you've been thinking, man, this is getting hard, and I'm just about ready to throw in the towel on? Again, maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's raising the kids. Maybe it's a prodigal that you've been praying for a long time, and you've been praying and praying and praying that they come back to the Lord, and you finally are at this place to where you're like, I don't think it'll ever happen. Men, maybe you're trying to provide for your family right now, and you are working so much, and you're just wore down. What is it? Is it your walk with the Lord? You're just so discouraged right now. Maybe it's a season of faithfully serving, even here at Church Alive, and you're thinking, I don't know if I'm making a difference. I don't know if anybody notices it. What is it that you're just at this place of almost throwing in the towel? I want to go back to Galatians chapter 6. It says, so let's not get tired of doing what's good. At just the right time, y'all, at just the right time, at His time. Come on, somebody. Did you know His time is always better than ours every time? It's always better than ours. At just the right time, we'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. If we don't give up. Y'all, it'll be well worth it. Amen. It'll be well worth it. Come on, if you will today, just bow your head, just close your eyes. Let me pray for you today. Father, we thank You for Your word. Lord, we thank You that, Lord, with You, Father, we can do all things. Lord, we thank You that we know that You're with us. And so, God, right now, I just want to, Lord, just pray for strength for our entire church family today. Lord, those that have just been in a battle, Lord, those that have been fighting, Lord, those that have been doing what they know they're supposed to do, but Lord, they're just wore down. And God, they've been thinking about, oh, I don't know if I can do this any longer. God, I just speak strength to them today. Holy Spirit, just strengthen them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to just pray for every marriage in this house as well, God. Lord, we know that there's times, God, where family, marriage, it's not always just smooth as silk, God. It's hard. But Father, right now, I just speak that there's a will to fight, God, for every marriage here. Lord, whenever it comes to raising our children, that, Lord, we go by what the Word of God says, Lord, not what culture's doing, Lord, not what our kids' friends are doing, but God, we go by what the Word of God says, Lord, because we want to see our children blessed. Lord, we want to see our grandchildren blessed. God, we want to see them all serving You. And so, Father, I speak strength right now to parents. Lord, for those that are maybe just working, Lord, and working and working and working to be able to provide, Lord, we acknowledge You as our Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides for us, the one who has, Lord, enough. And so, Father, right now, I speak that right now You're touching these homes. Lord, You're bringing blessings and increase right now. God, You're bringing raises in Jesus' mighty name, oh, Father. Lord, we thank You that You are truly our supplier. God, You are our sustainer as well. And Lord, it's very important that we all know what we're fighting for, God, that we get good people around us, Lord, our team, to build us up, to encourage us. Lord, that we're encouraging others as well, Lord, as we're all walking through life. And God, even though we get knocked down at times, that God, we get back up because we know that You're with us, and we know that if we don't quit, that God, we will finish. And we thank You for that promise.
Thank you for listening to the Church Alive Teaching of the Week with Pastor Gene Amoson. We invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service every Sunday at 8:45 or 10:30. Learn more at churchalive.net.